Good afternoon to you all. It's a privilege to be with you again today. Well done, children and young people. I really appreciated the Genesis, Answers in Genesis. I'm a big fan of Answers in Genesis. I always start when teaching children about creation. Well done to the boys for memorizing the books of the Bible. Maybe next time I come back, you'll get the Old Testament done. That'll be absolutely fantastic. We want to encourage you, children. Following God, as we're going to look at today, is not for children. What I mean by that is, it's not only for childhood. This is not something that you do and you grow out of. You don't think, well, Sunday school was when I was a kid, learning about God when I was a young teenager. It's something for all of your life, for all of your life. Just look behind you. These people behind you who come from Answers in Genesis, they look like dinosaurs. Some of these people. It's for all ages. Please don't be offended by that. It's for all ages. And to continue to follow God. Now we're going to do a little presentation today. And a little presentation, does that come up? No? Let me do this. Am I pressing the wrong one? Oh, down my apology, thank you. The question is, who's the best? We're living in a world, it's good to get awards, isn't it? It's good to be recognized for what you have done. And today we're going to look at boasting. Put your hand up if you have never ever boasted about anything. Oh, see, if you'd have put your hand up, that would have been you boasting. Okay, now everybody's boasted, haven't we? We've all boasted about something. Now, is it okay to boast? Does God say it's okay to boast? What do you think? Shout an answer out. No, yes, no, yes. I think it depends what you're boasting about. I think the Bible says it's okay to boast depending on the object of the thing that you're boasting in. The word boast means to glory in yourself or to glory in oneself. That's what boasting is to glory in yourself. It speaks of pride. Therefore, if the object of your boasting is yourself, then it's wrong. If the object of your boasting is God, then it's right. So we're going to have a little challenge. I'm going to ask Andrew, would you like to choose any of the Sunday school teachers? I need two of them to stand up for my little test. So choose any of the Sunday school teachers. Okay, that's fine. Who have we got? These two young people. Okay, guys, why don't you come out and maybe stand down the front here. Now it's a real privilege to teach children. It's also a greater privilege to be learning yourselves. Now we're going to have a wee competition and we're going to see who knows the most about their Bible. Da, 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 da. Now here we go. I'm going to just give you, I think there's 9 questions on the screen. You just shout the answer out. I'm not going to read the question, so it helps if you're a quick reader. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you scared? Here goes. First one. Correct. Point to the boys. Next one. Two to the boys. This is good. It's normally the boys get beat. Next one. You want me to give you a clue? Correct. Point to the ladies. Well done. Next one. The answer is not Shrek. If you don't get it, I'm going to throw it out to the grown-ups. Who said that? It was a man first. Point to the boys. It was Balaam. And for an extra point, do you know which book of the Bible we find the man with the talking donkey in? Well done, it's a point to the men, it's Numbers. For an extra point, do you know which chapter it's in? It's 22, give point to the girls. Well done, next one. Correct, it is Luke. Well done, point to the girls.
Oh,
corrected his judges. There is a point to the boys there. I think there's two more or three more. Correct, it was Miriam. Point to the girls. Well done, ladies, you're holding your own. Next one. I'm looking feet. I'll give you a guess since he's had a guess.
20.
No, you're just getting ridiculous.
13.
No.
9.
Correct. He's about 9 feet tall. 20 feet, that'd be something. Okay, next one. What's the answer?
13.
Correct. I don't know what the answer is. The answer's 20 pence. Those are coins of the Bible. Okay, let's put up. Time up. I think, I wasn't keeping score, but I think the guys just beat the girls. Is that correct? Okay, thank you. Well, just for the sake of about 2 minutes, the boys get the bragging rights. You get to boast. Oh, we beat the girls at the Bible quiz. Now tell me this. In 10 years' time, do you think if this young couple meet up sometime and they're having a chat and they say to one another, oh, you're married? Shock-a-rooney. Well, congratulations. I hope you meet up often. And I hope you speak to one another every time you meet. Well, let's see, 10 years down the line of their married life, and they're discussing. And one morning, the guy said to the young lady, says, you remember that time in the Sunday school prize giving when I whopped you at the quiz? And just at that, you'll know when he comes into church in the morning, a big frying pan mark on the side of his forehead. When she said, you remember the time when I whopped you with a frying pan? For bringing that back up again. Well, see, bragging rights genuinely don't last. You don't get to brag forever about something. This was the season for Rangers. They get to brag that they won the league this year. My sister supports Rangers. I do not. My sister sent me a text and she says, she's not a Christian, Championes, she says. She says, we're drinking champagne. I wouldn't surprise me if she was. We're drinking champagne. Championes, isn't life wonderful? She gets the bragging rights. So I text her back. Hi, Heather. Enjoy your one in a row. I says, and this will take the fizz off your champagne. Remember, I have got eternal life. Cheerio. My sister's not a Christian. She brags about her team winning a league championship. Great, big deal. We have eternal life in Jesus Christ. That is worth bragging about. We know the God who holds the creation in his hands. Children, that is worth bragging about. That is worth sharing with other people. Now, we're going to have another little challenge. This is for the bragging rights. You get the bragging right for the Bible knowledge. And we'll see who gets the bragging rights for... Let's take a boy and a girl. We'll take this boy in the white. Yourself. And we'll take you in the bluey. Bluey, yellowy, whatever colour you are. No, you can't. You can't substitute. Stand on here.
Awesome.
You get to spin the plate. See who gets it. Plate spin bragging rights for 2009. Oh, I'm not starting yet. You'll find it better to stand back a bit so you don't need to down the stairs. Can do it. Okay, what you do, hold the stick aloft, it's easier. You give a little spin, as soon as it's almost on the top, flick it, and it'll land right in the middle. Very easy. Okay, it's a bragging right, on you go. Give it a spin. Try it again.
How do you do it?
That's it, keep going. Just do it slow, and then get faster and faster and faster. Chance each. Here you go. Go. I'm going to give it to the person that gets the best.
What?
You're winning. Okay, nobody got it. Let me show you. But the girls were the closest. Okay, it's as simple as this, I think. Okay. It's as simple as that. Okay, well, the girls get the bragging rights. Well done, ladies. Well done, ladies. Now, who boasts the most? Well, the reality is, I think all of us at different times, we like to win and we like to achieve, and that's fine. But I want to challenge you all of today, children, there is something greater to boast about. There is something more wonderful to boast about. If you get something new, that's nice. That's not the greatest thing to boast about. You know, it's amazing, there were two little boys, and they decided to have a competition. And one said to the other one, I'm a better liar than you. And the boy says, no, I'm a better liar than you. No, you're not. I'm a better liar than you. He says, you're not. He goes, go on then. He says, right. One day, my dad swam up Niagara Falls. You know, in Canada where the falls come down. My dad swam up Niagara Falls. His friend says, I know. My dad seen your dad swim up Niagara Falls. And you know, at the end of the day, it's ridiculous, isn't it? The things that people will boast about. There's a little thing that's, what is the greatest nation in the world? You and I know it's Scotland. We are the greatest nation. But if you go onto the internet, there is a group of people and they tell you, there's this mystical place. And this is the best country in the world. It's called Gristopia. And it looks to me as if they've just taken a grizzly bear and stuck it on a Jamaican flag. And that's what they've done. But apparently, this is supposed to be the best place in the world. Now, is it Rebecca? Up you come, Rebecca. I've got something in my little bag here. I want to illustrate this for you. Okay, Rebecca, inside the little bag here. Okay, put your hand in the bag and take out what's in the bag, Rebecca. Okay, a little four-coloured flag. Anything else in there, Rebecca? Oh, okay. Can you hold them up? Okay, which one's that, do you know? The British flag, that's good. What's that one? The American flag, and one more. Good girl, just put your hand. Is there any others in there? No, there's none left, is there? Okay, could you just put those in? The colour flag, let me take this. This represents kind of all the other flags of the world. Okay, we're going to just give it a little mix around and we say that in special magic words. Which are, keep your bedroom tidy. Okay, that's the special magic words. And you put your hand in the bag like this. Okay, did you just take it? Take the Canadian one. And just keep pulling it. And we'll now hold this up. And we'll let them see all of these flags here. And we'll see, you've got nothing in here. You know, because there is no great nation that should be boasting and bragging. All of the nations are under God, and every nation of the world is accountable to God. Do you know what country that is? Not Spotland. Okay, thank you very much, Rebecca. Spotland, just outside East Kilbride. Let me show you this, some of the things that people like to boast in. Look at the size of that TV. Now, if you, some people, when they get a plasma TV, a couple of things comes into people's minds. It's got to be big. Secondly, can we get it on the wall? Thirdly, is it bigger than the neighbours? Fourthly, if the neighbours are passing by, can they see it from the window? And that's what people are like in Hamilton. They've got these massive, ridiculous TVs on the wall, but they put it so the neighbours can see it. And people boast about the size of their TV. It doesn't matter the size of the TV. The programs are still rubbish. Do you know what I mean? They're still rubbish. It doesn't make any difference how big your TV is. Some people like to boast and brag about their cars. Now, a little while ago, I was in Hamilton. I'd gone to McDonald's and come out, and I was reversing my car, and I was about this away from a sports car. But I knew I wasn't going to hit it. I was miles away. And I came in, and the man jumped out of his car. Whoa, 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 get your car over, you're going to hit my car. I was nowhere near his car, nowhere near. I said, you're fine, mate. I was nowhere near your car. He loved, this man loved his car. So he got into his car, he had a soft top, and it was down. He was sitting there with his little boy. His boy would be about maybe 5, 6 years of age. And he was quite angry with me, because I almost hit his car. As I told you, I was nowhere near his car. So he jumped in his car, and away he went, round the roundabout and past my car again. And as he passed the front of my car, there was a pavement between my car and the street. And he stopped, and he stopped in his fancy car, and he shouted over to me. How pitiful. I used to have a car like that. And he's talking about my car. And mine's with an old Avensis. He goes, I used to have a car like that. In other words, look at the car I've got now. He was boasting in his car. My answer to that was, you should have saved your money and bought yourself a personality. That's what you should have done. Instead of bragging about your car. And many people like to brag and boast. Children, if you get a good job and you're earning some nice money, don't buy silly things just to show off. God doesn't want us bragging and boasting in these things. Some people boast about what they know, their intelligence, how smart they are, or how clever they are. Some people like to boast about their strength, or their power, or their achievements, or the people that they can manipulate. They like to tell people that they're in charge. They love to be seen to be in charge, their strength or their power. God's not impressed, not in the slightest. Some people like to boast and brag about what they have. It's like the man that says, oh, darling, Nigel's phone number is the same as my salary. They love to boast about their money and the things that they have. I'm great. I'm really handsome. I'm very rich. And like a game of cards, that's called free card brag. That's all he's doing. He's just bragging about the things that he has. But listen to what the Bible says. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me. I am the Lord who exercises love and kindness, justice and righteousness on the earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Children, according to those two verses, what is God saying that we should boast in? Who can tell me? What is it God saying we should boast in? What's the answer? Yep. We should boast that we understand and we know God. Imagine saying to your friends, I understand God. Well, I understand God to a certain degree, but I know God. Imagine telling people you knew God. People go, oh, well, I know what you mean. I mean, you've read about him. No, I'm not. Yeah, I've read about him. I know him. We were doing some renovation work in our offices in Motherwell this week, and we had to hire a skip. And the young man came from the skip. In the morning, it was a great God-appointed thing. I was getting ready to go to a school, and I was taking certain things out of my bag. And one of the stuff I was taking in bags was all these booklets and leaflets I give out to people. And I knew I wouldn't need them for this school assembly. So I threw them onto my bed. And as if the Lord says, take one, Brian. And it was as clear as day, as if God says, take one with you. And I looked at him and I said, I'll take that one. Why Christianity Matters by Ray Comfort. And I put it in my bag and away I went. And that day I didn't know that that booklet was going to be for the man that delivered the skip. And as he came and delivered the skip, we got talking. And he looked at the name of the centre. And the name of the centre is called Maranatha. And Mother was where our offices are. He said, what does that mean? And we said, oh, it's a Bible word. It means come, Lord. I said to him, Jesus is coming back. And there's going to be a test. And I hope you're ready. And he laughed. And he said, oh, he's not coming back for me. There's worse people than me. And I said, what do you think about God? And he said, this is his answer. He said, you know, nobody's ever tried to convert me. In other words, why don't you have a go? And I was up for a go. And I had a chat with this gentleman. I said, wait a minute, there's a booklet in my car. And I went to get it and I told him. I said, see, this morning, mate, I was just about to put that aside. And God told me to take it because there was someone I had to give it to. You might find this odd. I do not find this odd because God is real. This booklet's for you. He came back the next day to pick up the skip and take another skip. And the young people who were helping me renovate said, John was here and he was asking for you. He said, where's Brian? I said, you should have came and got me. I was up in my office. You should have came. So pray for him. He'll be back on Monday to collect the last skip. So pray for the opportunity that God might speak to this man. There's a man who I said, I know God. And he looks and thinks, that's odd. How can you know God? Christians, you know God. That should be your greatest boast and your greatest brag that you know God. Listen to what Paul says. May I never boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Paul says, I boast. I boast about a cross. Why the cross? Why would he boast about the cross? Look what people do. This is David Beckham, the footballer. He's put these big crosses on his neck and on his back. Now, why would he do that? The cross doesn't mean anything to David Beckham. The cross is not relevant to David Beckham. I wonder whether it's maybe just superstition. He's not the only one. There are many people. There's Madonna. She's got a little cross. Madonna's always wearing a cross. She's not a Christian. Madonna said this, I am a self-made woman. I'm glad she took the blame for something. This is Bono from U2. Apparently he said he's a Christian. Some of his lyrics perhaps would show that perhaps Bono is a Christian. He also wears a cross around his neck. But the cross, children and adults, you're aware of this, was a form of execution. It's what the Romans used to kill people. Now, why would you wear that? You wouldn't wear a lethal injection around your neck, would you? You wouldn't have a firing squad or the French guillotine and have one of them around your neck. It's odd that people would wear a cross. But Paul says, I boast in the cross. That's my greatest boast. Why does he boast in the cross? Now, I want you to remember these things as we wrap things up. It's the only way to have peace with God. But Jesus dying on the cross, men and women can now be reconciled to God through repentance. It's the only way to escape God's judgment. It's appointed unto men and women once to die. And after this comes the judgment. God will judge us by the standard of his Son, Jesus Christ. And the cross, by trusting in Christ's death on the cross, we escape God's judgment. And thirdly, it's God's ultimate expression of his love. When you look at the cross of Jesus, what do you see? God's love for you. So, children, that should be your greatest boast. Not what your dad can do, not what your mum can do, not where you've been on holiday, where you're going on holiday. Your greatest boast should be that you have peace with God through the cross of Jesus Christ. I will not be judged by God and sent to hell. And I am loved by God. That's why Paul boasted in the cross. Let me show you this here. There's some little cartoons. We're going to do this as we finish. I want to finish by saying to you, children, there are certain things that cartoons don't tell you. Let me show you what the cartoons don't tell you. Some of the grown-ups, you're going to have to help me with these cartoons because some are a little bit older. That's Postman Pat. Postman Pat normally says, I have a message for you. The message he brings is never normally a message of God's love. That's the cartoons don't tell you that. But there is a message for us. It's a message that God loves us, that Christ died for us, that we might be reconciled to God. Cartoons don't tell you that. The gospel means two words. What are those two words? Good news is what the word gospel means. It means good news. Now, the grown-ups, you'll have to help me here. Who's that? Well done, some of you know Popeye. Anybody remember his song? He used to say this. I am what I am, and I am what I am that I am. I got a lot of muscle. I got only one eye. I'll never hurt nobody's, and I've never tell a lie. Top to me bottom, and me bottom to me top. That's what I am till the day that I drop. What I am, I am what I am. That's what he used to say. He's a bit of a liar. Because he says, I've never hurt anybody, and he's always hurting that big Brutus. And he says, and I never lie to anybody. And I'm sure he does. He says, I am what I am. And what we must understand is you are what you are. And what are you? You're a sinner. Separated from God. Cartoons don't tell you that. Next one. Okay. Now this, remember this little phrase? Who can tell me which language this is? Hakuna Matata. What language is it? Which language? Mirka, no. It is Swahili. This is Swahili. Okay. Kuna means it is. Hakuna means it is not. Matata means problem. So Hakuna Matata means there is not a problem in Swahili. That's what it means. It means there is not a problem. But there is a problem. The cartoons don't tell you that. There is a problem. You're separated from God because of your sin, and God will judge you for that. Bugs Bunny, what's his catchphrase? I hear that. What's up? In other words, is there a problem? Again, the cartoons don't tell you. There is a problem. We have a God who will judge us, and we need peace with this God. The cartoons don't tell you this. It says Shrek and Donkey. Now, Donkey's always getting into trouble. And one day, you might remember, Shrek says to Donkey this: you're heading for a smack bottom, Donkey. You're heading for a smacked bottom. Now, if all we were heading for was a smack bottom, then it wouldn't be so bad. But the Bible says we're heading for more than a smack bottom, unless we've been forgiven by God. We're heading for a lost eternity, separated from God forever, in this place the Bible calls hell. The cartoons don't tell you that. Now, you remember the time here? Toy Story, and the little squeaky thing is put into the box. And remember, Woody goes down and grabs him, and the big crocodile thing says, "Oh, Woody, you're worth more than 10 cents. And then he grabs Squeaky out the box, and he says, "Hey, wait a minute. It's not suicide. It's a rescue." It looked as if Woody was going to die or give his life for this, but it wasn't. He was going to rescue him. And what the cartoons don't tell is that God sent Jesus in order to rescue us. It wasn't suicide. Jesus said, "I lay down my life." That's not suicide. It was a rescue. What's this one? And what's the little phrase they use? Well done. Watch out for that tree. And does he hit the tree? He always hits the tree, doesn't he? He always hits the tree. He never gets past the tree. And here's the message. When we stand before God, we will only get to God if we have come by the tree. You can't get past the tree. And the tree is the cross of Jesus Christ. You can't get to God by passing this tree. You only get to God through the tree, through trusting in the cross of Jesus Christ. Watch out for that tree. And what's his little phrase? That's it. Infinity and beyond. And God offers us eternal life that is beyond infinity. Beyond infinity, we shall have eternal life with him, and we shall never perish. Infinity and beyond. And the last one here, what's the movie? Muppets Christmas Carol. Remember Scrooge in the movie when he has to take stock of his life? He looks at the Christmas past, Christmas present, and he looks at the future. And he has to take stock of his life. And then he's looking for a second chance. And that's the great thing about the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is the God of the second chance. Maybe we need to stop in times and take stock of our life and make sure that we are right with God. And here's the one. When he chases him, he never catches him, does he? He is almost gets him. There was a man in the Bible, and he said, "I'm almost persuaded." There are many people, they're almost persuaded to believe in Jesus, but they do not believe in Jesus. Those answers are found in the Bible, not found in our cartoons. And as we finish, God says, "I will give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God. And they will return to me with a whole heart. This is eternal life, that they may know you." The people who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. That, children, means the people who know their God shall be strong and shall be able to stand. We need to be able to stand today. And how we do that is by knowing God. How we get eternal life is by knowing God. God wants to give you a heart to know him. And as we end up today, the things that we should boast in, again, should be the cross of Jesus Christ. What is your greatest boast? Boasting, but let him who boasts, the Bible says, boast in the Lord. For it's not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. So you can brag and boast all your life, and God says, you commend yourself, you will not be commended. It's the one whom God commends. He is the one who will be commended. Our greatest boast, children, is the cross of Jesus Christ and the fact that we know God. Now, I've got a wee illustration to finish this. Now, who's going to help me with this? Out you come. Stand over there. We're going to do this. Never think we stop to do this. Do you like milk? What's the shame? Okay, I've got a little glass of milk here. Okay, we're going to have see who gets the bragging rights to drink the milk the quickest. Are you ready? We're going to share the milk. I'll give you some of my milk, and we'll drink some each. No, it's lovely. Okay. Are you ready? I'll put this in here like this. Okay, I'll give you this. You can take this and I'll have this. Are you ready? Okay, you drink yours from a distance. This is yours and this is mine. You got your invisible straw? Put it to your mouth. You ready? Okay, go.
some left. Thank you very much. I get the milk drinking bragging rights for 2009. What a great privilege. Now, our God is so great. We're going to finish with this wee song. Do you know this song? You don't know it? Okay, let me teach it. It's nothing's too big for his power. Nothing's too little for his care. Nothing's too idly widdly. Nothing's too insy wincy. And what does teeny weeny mean? No, it means insy wincy. Okay. And so we do this. And now let me take the next little slide. He's the God of the big, the God of the little, the God of the stuff, somewhere in the middle, the King of moving mountains. He loves you more than you will ever know. And same again, and then we finish. Nothing's too big, nothing's too small, nothing's too much. He cares for it all. We say that four times. And then we finish with the last one. He's God of the big, God of the little. And then we drum. We go, hey, ho, that's it. Okay, you want to take it back to the start then and just play the tune. You take those slides back. Thank you. If you can control the slides, I'll do the actions. That's you. Okay, let's stand up. Father God, we boast in you this morning. We boast in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we boast in his cross. We thank you for the death and the resurrection of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we have peace through his name. We have escaped his judgment, and we are embraced in his love. Father God, bless the children and as they go through their young lives. Watch over them. Bless the books to them as they read them, Father. Take care of them, guard them, and shield them with your angels. And we ask and pray in all that they boast in, that Jesus Christ and his cross might be their greatest boast. Father, thank you for our time together. Bless our refreshments now. We ask this in Jesus' lovely name. Amen. God bless you.